Welcome to the Nourish Restaurant Open Mic. I'm Ellen Schmidt, your host, and we're going to have another wonderful, wonderful evening here. On the board is Ira Grauman, our sound volunteer. Please give him a hand. And he's also recording everybody. And Dan Tappan right here is going to be assisting him tonight. And he'll also be taking pictures. And he'll also be playing in just a moment. I will tell you that tonight's performer doing the mini set at 7:30 is Woody Carpinella, who just walked in, and he's a wonderful guitarist. You will love what he does.
Two pads.
And both of our featured artists are here as well. Come on, please. Our featured artists are here. Peter Neuendorfer will be on at 8 o'clock, and he's and he's got a cheering section there. And he's a marvelous pianist and songwriter and raconteur and just great human being, great human being. He'll be on at 8, and at 8:30 we have the Droubadour. I don't know, is Drew in the house?
He wandered off.
Did he go outside? He's wandered off, okay. But he'll be on at 8:30, and he's a wonderful songwriter and performer and guitarist and even sometimes plays the piano. So we're going to have a great night, and we have a lot of wonderful open micers, too. And we have a guest host who will be introducing most of the, if not all, of the open micers. And that's Stephen Moore, who's right here. And you can give him a hand. He'll be doing a great job with that. So we do have more folks coming. And it may be that people will get up for a second song tonight later on. We'll just see how the turnout goes. So right now I'd like to have Dan Tappan do a couple of songs for us. And he does instrumentals and also covers. And also he's been writing a lot of songs, and so he may do some of those. Please welcome Dan Tappan.
Thank you, Alan. So this one's not by me. This was by Chris Smither. He calls it an agnostic gospel song. I picked this up actually a couple of years ago when somebody was predicting that the world was going to end in May 22nd, I think it was, and it kind of seemed apropos at the time. But then that didn't happen, and I thought I was going to have to stop doing the song. But he decided he was wrong. It was going to end in October, so that was okay up until then. And then that didn't happen either. But then, you know, we had the Mayan calendar thing in December. And there was an election before that. And then an asteroid was going to almost hit the world. And then a meteorite did hit Russia. So, you know, at this point, I figured I can just keep doing this forever. It's always going to be something. Nothing left to hide. Take me as I am, not how I wanna be. Why, we'll never know. We passed that long ago. Is and was is all we're ever gonna be. He's almost shaved down by the river. Feels the breath. Every takes a breath, takes a dive alone. But the dead don't get no vacations down in that subway station. The only break they take is to the bone. 'Cause they're waiting on a train to take them home. Waiting on a train. Thank you. I don't think I see much of anything for me in visions of the past or ever after. Now is what can be, the rest is wait and see. Those prophets never hear that cosmic laughter. But gypsies in their wagons rolling never hear death bells tolling, never take no notice of the toll. Well, I do, my pulse beats quicker, scornful laughs. No wig stickers stop my heart. As I'm waiting on a train to take me home, and on a train to take me one is, I guess, my contribution to the agnostic gospel hymnal. It's based on inspired by a real place, a spot in the field near our house, but I think of it as a tribute to everybody who does their part, no matter how small, to make the world a better place. It's called Garden in the Grass. Southward, slightly sheltered by the branches of a willow. In the winter, you can't see it, just a shadow in the snow. In the spring, there blooms a garden where the purple iris grow. And you wonder why they grow there, what's the story of their sowing? But the past's a distant mirror, There is no way of knowing, did a farmer plant them there? Did a rodent hide a nest? Did a child place a marker where a pet was laid to rest? No foundation tells the story. No path provides a clue. There's no history, no legend to reveal the truth to you. In the end, it doesn't matter. The result is what you know. A garden in the meadow where the purple iris grow. So make your mark upon the stone, write your words upon the wind, paint a picture, build a tower, give comfort to a friend, and your hand will touch the future, though your name be lost at last. If you leave behind some beauty, purple iris in the grass. Upon the stone, write your words upon the wind, build a tower, plant a flower, play the mandolin, reach out to the future, whatever seeds you sow, we'll leave behind a garden where the purple iris grows. Thank you.
Thanks, Dan. One more hand, please, for Dan Tappan. And before I introduce our next performer, I'll just